Hey there, so you must be my afternoon appointment. I'm Alexandra. Nice to meet you. So are you getting in shape for any particular reason? Are you going out for a marathon this spring or... Oh, all right. Oh, actually, mountain climbing is great. I think that's a great sport. And yeah, you should really get tightened up. So how would you rate your physical abilities now on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being high peak. Ah, so you're about a 4. Okay. Now, is that an honest 4 or you don't go to the gym nearly enough? Ah, 3. All right. No, that's fair. Actually, I'm pretty big on the cardio. I think that's really important. You know, it helps get the blood pumping, the heart pumping, and, you know, really tighten up your body. So we're going to go ahead and, you know, just kind of do some, you know, real quick treadmill stuff. You know, nothing too fancy. You know, get your blood pumping, you know, and kind of stretch out a little bit. So let's go ahead and stretch first and just follow my lead. I like to start, you know, with some bends to the side. You know, help loosen up the muscles and, you know, kind of get ready for that. All right, now let's do some lunges. What I really like doing is a nice, long kind of lunge where you rest all your weight on your front thigh and your back leg is extended. All right. There you go. Now do the other leg. Hey, are you paying attention? Are you watching me? All right. Okay. So you want a nice, good stretch, and you want to push that foot back to help stretch out that Achilles heel. So, yeah, that feels real good when you're able to stretch that. And, yeah, nice. You see how I'm standing? I'm leaning. Yeah, and I'm really working out those ligaments and really stretching them out before we go for this quick little run here. So, are you staring at my ass? We're not going to have a problem with me being a female trainer, are we? Okay, because I know sometimes I can be a distraction, but I do want to give you, you know, your money's worth, that's for sure. All right, okay. Now let's do the other leg, and you want to do the same stretching. Push that back foot. Really stretch out that heel. There you go. You really are not focusing on this, are you? Is it the workout shorts? I knew I should have worn sweats. I knew I should have done something else. But I get so hot during these exercises, you know? You start sweating and, you know, glistening, as we women like to call it. But, all right. Okay, as long as you can focus. Now, what I also like to do is just the basic touch your toes. That's a great way to loosen up the back hamstrings and the calves and the thigh muscles. And so you're just going to bend right over. Don't even bend your knees and touch your toes. There you go. You know, you'd probably have a better job of doing that if you weren't staring at my ass. Because if it's a problem, I can... Okay. I mean, I want to motivate you, but I don't want to distract you. All right. So you just touch your toes, legs nice and straight, just there. This is really a distraction for you, isn't it? Because, well, some guys have it really bad, but don't worry, we're gonna get pretty serious here. Now, what I like to do is just, you know, basic jumping jacks, you know, just about 20 of them kind of gets things moving, you know, arms and legs. So let's go ahead and do. You are just really distracted today. Do you want to do free weights or something? Well, I'm a personal trainer. That's why I look so good. I thought that's why you came to me, because you wanted to get into shape. Oh, I'm sorry. The exact words you actually used were to be whipped into shape. You know, let's go ahead and go on over to these machines here, and let's just work on the machines today. If you're already bothered by my body, let's just go ahead and do the machines. I won't be jumping around in front of you. Now, I like this one. It's a really good leg machine. It works the inner part of your thigh, and then there's a machine here for the outer part of your thigh. So what you do is you sit in the chair like that, and you spread your legs real wide. All right, and then you kind of lock in, and then you just squeeze. Now you want to do about 10 of these, nice and slow. Are you watching my form? Right, with your legs open, you want to squeeze your thighs shut, and then opening those thighs again. Yeah. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and try it? Oh, you want to pay to watch me work out. Because that's the only thing I can figure out here. You're not really focused on the... All right, let's try this again. Let's do this machine. Now, this one's the reverse. You keep your legs closed, and then you push on the weights and open your legs, and that works the outer part of your thigh. It also works your glutes, which is really important for a nice, tight, firm ass that'll hypnotize just about any guy. No, I said that'll tighten up any ass and thigh. What do you think I said? Wow, you're just distracted. Okay, let's go ahead and go over to this machine. What I like about this machine is you lay on your tummy, and you basically put this bar on your back calf leg, and then you lift. And this really helps tighten up your thighs and the back of your ass. And we'll do 10 repetitions on each leg. Do each leg by itself. Just curl it with your leg. And as you notice, it really can tighten up, you know, your butt cheeks, which is, you know, really important. You don't want flappy ass cheeks, right? You really are distracted. Wow, I didn't think you'd have it this bad. I mean, I'm not even trying to break a sweat here, and you're already flustered. Nice. Now let's go ahead and do this squatting one. I like this one because it really works, you know, the thighs again, but it also works the abs. You have to maintain a real nice tight tummy, tight core, and you squat down like this. Yeah, you squat down like this. And then with the weights resting on your shoulders, you just push back up. There you go. And then squat back down. Do you need me to show you? Okay. Oh, by the way, don't stare too closely. I'm not really wearing any panties underneath these short shorts. So, all right. So you just put the weights here on your shoulders. You get a nice good grip with your hands. And then you lower yourself down nice and slow until you feel that nice tight burn. And then you push up. All right, and then squat down again and push up. Yeah, and it really tightens up that ass and those legs and makes it even harder for you to resist. Now let's go ahead and do some of these ball exercises. I really like them because they work your core, and that's really important. So what you're going to do is I'm going to put this ball in between my legs, and I'm going to squeeze it like it's your nutsack. That's right. We're going to squeeze your knees together, squeezing the ball, keeping it nice and tight, lifting your legs, and holding it with your core. Now you see how tight and taut my body is right now? You can achieve this, but you have to stay focused. Now watch the way I squeeze this blue ball between my thighs. Squeezing and then releasing. Squeezing and then releasing. Here, why don't you go ahead and try it? Lie on your back and put the ball between your knees. Now squeeze. That's it. I'm going to stand over you and watch your form. Tummy nice and tight. Here, let me stand over you and help you with this. You want to keep your abs really tight. Don't look up my shorts. Do I need to sit on your face to get you to pay attention to me? Okay. So, like I was saying, you want to keep the abs really, really tight. And you want to lift those legs, holding the ball with your knees and bringing it up to your chest. Here, let me get a little closer. Yeah. Now, again, lift. And nice tight tummy. Here, let me just, you're lifting your head. You can't be lifting your head when you do this. It works the neck muscles. And you're going to pull something in your back, okay? Let me just sit on your face. I'm going to pin your arms and your head to the floor. Don't worry. It smells real good down there. That's it. Now lift. Oh, nice. Look who's got a heart on. Really? I guess she liked this, huh, baby? All right, then. Now, this muscle here, I don't usually offer any assistance, but apparently you're just getting a little turned on during this workout session. Oh, and remember, I am stronger than you, so it's not like you're going to be able to squirm away or get away or anything like that. So let's go ahead and try this exercise again. Let me just pull down your shorts.
You don't mind, do you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. All right, let's just go ahead and pull down your shorts and see what we've got here. Not bad. Not bad at all. All right, now I want you to just breathe in that deep, musky air, and I'll work this muscle out myself. We're going to work it out and stretch it out. There we go. Now look, you need a lot of training because apparently you're just way out of shape. And you were right, you need a strong woman, very strong physical woman, to take over and really whip you into shape. And we can do this the easy way or we can do this a hard way, but I think I like to do it the seductive way. You know, the way that I tease you into working out. The way I work you up and get you horny. And I don't mind giving you a workout like that. I'm willing to do it just about every day. But I really do need to train you, and I need total 100% cooperation from you. You need to be willing to submit to me. Because I can be a brutal drill instructor. Barking orders at you, making you do things that you won't want to do early in the morning, late in the night, or in the middle of the afternoon. I'm going to work you out, and I'm going to work you out hard. I'm going to make you stare at my ass for hours while you do bench presses. In fact, maybe I'll even just sit on your face and force you to do squats with me sitting on your face. Now that is a workout. Maybe I'll sit on your face like this, pin you to the ground, and wrestle you. Now that would be hot. Oh, I see you're pretty excited about it. The truth is, I'm kind of excited about it too. I just love to whip my boys into shape. Really get them the way I want to train them. I mean, after all, you came to me because I'm the professional and I know what to do in this situation. And boy, you are really out of shape. We're going to have to work very long and very hard to get you back into the perfect mold. Lots of training. Lots of grunting, lots of groaning, lots of sweating, lots of being uncomfortable. But don't worry. I'm on top of you the entire time. I'll make sure that you learn each and every one of my exercises so you do it properly. Even if I have to make you do it over and over and over again. And no offense, I wouldn't mind doing that. I like a slave that needs to be whipped into shape. I like to stay on top of them and ride them until they do everything I want to do. And when I'm done whipping you into shape, you will kiss my ass. You will do whatever I want, because by then I will have trained you to be my perfect, submissive slave. I am physically stronger, mentally stronger, and just all around better. I could kick your ass right here, right now. You're too weak. But don't worry, I'll build you back up. I'll construct you the way I want to rebuild you. It'll be better that way. I will have total ownership of you, and you will be my willing workout slave. I'll train you day and night, push you, make you really work for it. But don't worry, I always like to reward them. The harder you work, the more reward you get, like the one that's on your face right now. The one that you're breathing in. The one that you're allowing to penetrate and get deep into your bloodstream. I mean, it's not all pain. There is a little bit of pleasure involved. And besides, I don't think you'd mind being placed under this kind of discipline. I think you like it. I think you and your cock love it. And you will obey every one of my orders, especially if we finish our workout with me sitting on your face, reminding you who controls you. You wanted to be whipped into shape? No problem. I am going to enjoy doing it. I'm going to push you to the absolute breaking point. I'm going to do things to you that you can't even conceive. And trust me, when I'm done with it, you will thank me. Yeah, that's what I thought. Breathing in that hot, intoxicating pussy and ass makes it very hard for you to disagree with anything I have to say. And that is the willing slave that I want. We'll just call you my little exercise slave. We won't say anything about the sex slave part. Oh, when I'm done with you, you'll be so whipped into shape. Everyone will want you. But only one will satisfy you. That amazing ass, those perfect legs, that great body. Oh. So tight and toned and fit and perfect. If you're going to be trained by someone, might as well be trained by the best, right? Something you can really look up to. Something you can really, really get under. Understand. Fully submit. And I know these little exercise shorts just drive you nuts. I want you to be inspired. I want you to be horny. I want you to be hard. That way I'll be able to keep your attention. And yeah, I am going to have to use that hard-on against you from time to time. I'm going to have to really push you. Find your limits. Push you past the breaking point. Find out just how tough you really are. And I'm going to love doing that to you. Controlling you, taunting you, making you really work for it. After all, I didn't get this body overnight. I had to work for it too. I had to work very hard and very long to get this amazing body. And I'm going to use every inch of it to train you. You can stare at my ass all day long. But in the end, it'll be your downfall. My ass is too powerful for you. My physical body is much stronger than yours, and I can do anything I want to you. I'm stronger than you. You are just too weak when compared to me. strong, sexy, and oh, so smart. And don't you worry, I've heard of every trick in the book, and I've got a way to defeat them all. So for the next 8 weeks, just grin and bear it as I put you through this training, as I force you to do things that you probably have never even thought of before. I'm going to push you, boy. I'm going to push you hard and long. I'm going to ride you until you crack. And then I'll rebuild you the exact way I want you. I like to rebuild them. I like to tear my slaves down. And I like to rebuild them back up. Stronger. Perfect. Submissive. Specimens for gorgeous, beautiful, sexy women like me to use at a whim. And when I'm done with you, you will know your place. We'll have to work out every day, 5 days a week. You're only allowed 2 days off. And I'm going to ride you. I'm going to make you eat things. I know what's best. I know what your body needs, and I know how to give it to you. I just hope that you'll be able to handle it. Some of my workout slaves don't last very long. I do hope that won't be the case with you. I'm confident you won't let me down. I'm confident that I can ride you for as long as I want, whipping you into shape, making you the perfect submissive slave. I'll force you to watch me while I work out. I'll tie you to a workout bench and force you to watch and stare while I get all sweaty, while I straddle these machines, squeeze the machines with my strong thighs. I will always be more powerful than you, and you are hopeless to resist, unable to resist. The only option you have is to surrender to the power of that perfect goddess, and allow her to whip you into shape. My legs, my ass, my feet, my hands, hair, breasts, tummy, it's all perfect, and you are unable to resist any of it. And I will use my tight, taut body to drive you, push you, and make you work harder than you've ever worked in your life. And you're welcome.